afternoon. Thank you very much, Edith. You can go home now, Edith.
Genius.
Right, we're on till 7 tonight. I've spent the weekend cutting hair for Children in Need on this show, which is on BBC Three. It started now. It started last night, called Sand. I am rubbish, as you may have worked out from last night's show.
Is it not going well?
No, not really. Thankfully, they didn't show the bit where I completely messed up the owner of the Academy's dad's hair.
Right.
2 days before. They didn't show that bit.
What did
you
do?
I put far too much wax in. He's a 68-year-old man. I gave him a 16-year-old haircut. It's awful. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello there.
Hello there. Who are you?
Ricky from Dewsbury.
All right, Ricky from Dewsbury. How can I help?
You know the new love of your life, Michelle of The Apprentice?
Pardon?
The new love of your life, Michelle of The Apprentice.
Oh, listen, I thought we'd left this behind on Friday.
Are you going to invite us to chat?
Pardon?
Are you going to invite us to the chat show?
The chat show live?
Yeah.
Did Moyles put you up to this?
No.
Right, well, why have I got about 300 texts all saying the same thing if Moyles didn't say it this morning?
Only 300.
Yeah, only 300. I know.
Even better than Laura's diary.
No, I'm not taking my new love interest to the chat show live.
Why not? You're not getting a plus one.
Because she's not my new love interest, that's why. Right, stop that out. Actually,
what?
She's off sick today from the Academy. The
really?
Sister Hands Academy, yeah.
Did she find it? Could she not get up this morning? Was it a struggle?
I think it's... The tension's got too much.
Really?
As predicted, it got weird. It's 4:15. I'm a little bit emotional at the moment. All the stress is getting to me.
That's what love does to you. You know?
Now, I don't have to warn you that Michelle of The Apprentice is listening in her sick bed at the moment. She feels really rough.
Will you be around later to
I might take some Lucozade round a bit later on. But
nurse her back to health.
She's not happy at all because she's not well and she thinks she might be in trouble with the Academy. It's fine.
Did you smooth that over for her?
Sorry?
That's what you're there for. To you know, be on her side.
Please don't do this today.
You even made the Sun over the weekend. Did you see that?
No, when?
Saying on Saturday. Saying that the Chris Moore's karaoke, the two of you, brought the house down.
That's right. As you can hear when you listen to it.
Where's the now I've had the time of my life.
Who said that? Was it Victoria Newton in Bizarre?
I can hardly hear you. The cheering's drowning you out.
I know. Yes, I swear it's the truth.
Yeah, I think it was.
Was she actually there?
And I
obviously not if she thought we brought the house down.
She's following you two lovebirds everywhere at the moment. Had the time
of my life. Do you know what?
Just taking photos.
Michelle is properly gutted as well because before she heard that, when we played it on Friday afternoon, she really thought she had a promising career ahead as a pop singer. She was absolutely, totally, 100% convinced that she would be able to cut it live and be a singer. And it's ruined it for her. She really did think that. And then she heard that. Right, I know, bless. Radio 1. So at the moment I'm doing this show where we do beauty treatments and cut people's hair, both celebrities and members of the public. It's for children in need. It's on BBC Three tonight at 8:30. It's called Celebrity Scissor Hands. Me and a whole team of big stars are there. Oh, God. So it's all A-list.
I have something to ask you about that. Can I ask it you now or... Yeah. You know, as far as the beauty treatments go...
Yeah.
You know, as far as the tanning that you offer... Is it... Do you do fake bakes?
Yes, we do.
Do you?
We can. If you let me know when you'd like to come into the Academy, and we have to get the booth in. It's not there all the time.
Oh, right, okay.
But if you'd like me to do that, then yeah, I can for you.
Right.
Why? You're not having a fake bake.
I am having... I've booked myself in for a fake bake.
What has happened to you?
Because...
What happened to you?
Because I heard it just gave you a healthy glow, and I feel quite tired at the moment. You know, winter's coming on, and I want a healthy glow, so... But apparently...
If I could play you tapes back of, like, this show a year ago, you would be...
I know.
Devastated, because I got so much beef from the fact that occasionally I went to have a sun.
It's meant to be the best way to tan, though, isn't it? So I've read.
Yes, it is.
Should we talk beer or football or something now?
I think
just
you
to
need
get
to.
Some credibility
I think,
back. Well, I watched the rugby league Saturday morning. It was great. Lots of fights. Brilliant.
Yeah. I think you need to. Tell you, people are really wondering what's going on. There's me going out with Michelle off The Apprentice, and you're talking about fake bake. Now, I don't know whether you saw it last night. Steve Strange is an absolute star. A lot of people are saying. Yeah, but who is he? Right, he had a hit in the 80s with a band called Visage, but that's by the by. I don't think he's done that much since, apart from... But he did shoplift a Teletubby in 2001 when he was having a difficult time in his personal life.
Okay.
Do you know which Teletubby he necked as the police were surrounding him?
I'm going to have to guess on Tinky Winky.
No.
Do you know which one it was, Scott? It was La La.
Yeah, that would make, that would make sense. He is amazing. Seriously, he's going to be the star of the show. And it just goes to show, he kind of messed up a woman's hair last night quite badly. Right. Just goes to show how British we are. Because... she was like, yeah, it's lovely. It really is. Now, if that girl's hair wasn't curly, it would have been horrendous. But he kind of got away with it. Now, and on what you'll see on tomorrow night's show is the fact that he didn't get away with it today in the Academy at all.
Did he have a shocker today?
Blue tears.
With her?
She cried and cried and cried. And I said to her, oh, don't worry. Didn't you not know what you were letting yourself in for? Yeah, but I didn't think it would be this bad. But Steve is amazing. He can't even hold the scissors because he's shaking so much. He's like...
I think we'd avoid him if you were going into your Academy.
No, seriously, he is brilliant. He's great on this show.
Can you choose who gets to... to sort of perform the treatment on you?
No, what happens is the five best stylists and hairdressers will style and do the makeup and all the hair for the main Children in Need night on the 17th of November.
Right.
So it's all for a really good cause. It's all for Children in Need. So watch the show tonight, BBC Three, Celebrity Scissorhands, and I've just had a...
He won't fake bake me though, will he? I don't want him to fake bake me. I only want you to fake bake me.
He can do what he does and put honey on his face. That's how he looks so young. Now, I've got a... what?
Nothing.
No, it's got, he's got a great skin for his age. I've got a memo that's just been sent to me.
Right.
Right? To trainee Scott Mills from HQ. HQ, that's what we have to call it.
Do you?
Oh, God. Hairdressers.
How pretentious.
Hairdressers, love. Anyway, Scott, you have been an impressive trainee so far. As HQ have kindly given you the afternoon off to do your Radio 1 show today.
That's very kind of them.
Thank you very much. HQ would like a favour in return. They're really trying to make this like Big Brother, aren't they? Lee Stafford, now he's the bloke that runs the Academy, will not manage the Academy tomorrow.
Right.
HQ would like your listeners to decide which of these celebrity trainees should manage it instead. The trainees are as follows. Scott Mills, Rowetta, Sarah Kaywood, Otis Dealey, Emma Sams, Richard Fairbrass, Darren Day, and Michelle Dewberry. Thank you for your help, HQ.
Seemed to be Michelle Mills.
Now, I've told you about Steve. If you haven't watched the show yet, seriously, here's the best thing on it. So if you'd like one of the members of the Academy, one of the stylists, to manage the Academy tomorrow in the absence of Lee Stafford, just take text the words "Vote Steve" now to 81199. If you'd like him to be the manager of the Academy tomorrow, forget about all the others, they'll be rubbish. Steve is the man. Vote Steve now to 81199. Obviously, I'm not trying to sway your vote. No. If you wanted to vote Rowetta or Sarah or Scott or Emma or Richard or whoever, do it. But it'll be a much better show if you vote Steve now to 81199. And then watch BBC Three at 8:30 for Celebrity Scissorhands. If you'd like Steve to run the Academy. I may have mentioned this, but I'm taking part in a show for children in need at the moment.
How are you?
Which is called Celebrity Scissorhands. Got the time wrong earlier. That was good, wasn't it? BBC Three, 8 o'clock tonight.
Wish you'd mentioned it before, I'd have watched.
I know. It's me and Rowetta off X Factor and Happy Mondays. Sarah Kaywood off the TV and... Otis off the TV and Emma Sams off of Dynasty. Yeah. Richard Fairbrass of Right Said Fred. Darren Day off of Darren Day. And Michelle Dewberry, who won The Apprentice. And a bloke called Steve Strange, not me, who is a sweetheart, but he is the Welsh Ozzy Osbourne.
Quite a lot of current celebs in there.
Absolutely. It's contemporary.
Yeah.
Now, if you were having your hair cut, this is from last night's show, yeah? If you're having your hair cut, this is Steve doing this, and your hairdresser said this to you, yeah, I don't think you'd be that confident, would you?
Look through the book. Well, I'm just going to comb out this, because you've got very... I don't want to really hurt you.
Right. I'd have been out that chair and out the place before he could have said anything else.
Look through the book. because I don't really want to hurt you. He is amazing. He is my favourite. Also, if they said this, how would you feel?
No, the noise I'm going to make is not going to frighten you. And this is how I was taught to do it. Vroom, like a motorbike.
Every time Steve cuts hair, he goes, vroom, like a motorbike.
Right.
No, the noise I'm going to make is not going to frighten you. And this is how I was taught to do it. Vroom, like a motorbike.
Also, bless him, his hands are shaking all over the shop.
You're not really selling him as a stylist, too.
No, but he's brilliant TV. He is Welsh. Oh, he's the new Ozzy Osbourne. I truly believe he could be quite famous after this show. But not for cutting hair. Vroom. Because he's left-handed, as you'll hear in a minute. For some reason, we had a left-handed trainer, because I'm left-handed as well, coming in to teach us how to cut hair the left-handed way, and told Steve to go vroom every time he cut a bit off. And he still continued doing that when we had actual clients in. Now, there is a reason that you're so rubbish at hair.
I'm finding it really hard because on the filming, it's easy because I'm left-handed, so...
Don't keep making excuses left-handed.
It's not an excuse, Lee. It really is, like... I can go like that.
Just look, left-handed, right-handed, it doesn't matter, OK?
He's left-handed.
Is your boss Ray Winston?
No, it's Lee, innit? Lee Stafford.
All right, OK.
Hairdresser to the stars. He's like the Mr. Nasty, innit?
Oh, right. He's always has to be one, doesn't
he? He's not that nasty yet, but there is a manager's office that we have to go and sit in if we've been naughty. I can feel it. It's going to happen any day now for me. The thing is, today, Steve did make someone cry, and you'll be able to see that tomorrow night. And it was awful. There was such a bad atmosphere in there.
Why? What did he do?
Well, it's the worst thing. Yeah, but it's the worst thing, right?
Yeah.
If you're having your hair cut by the Welsh Ozzy Osbourne... And you think, well, you know, like I will when I have to cut a woman's hair, which I've not done yet. You think, I'll try my best, and that's all I can do.
Yeah.
And then they just start uncontrollably sobbing. How would you feel? And that's going to happen to me. I know it. I'm going to try my best. I'm going to mess it up royally. And then they will just burst into tears. Seriously, this girl today was absolutely inconsolable. There was nothing I could... I went over, I was like, you're right. She's like, I suppose I should have known what I was letting myself in for. Now, here's the best bit of the show for a lot of people last night.
In the treatment room, Rowetta is finishing off Bez.
Now, you'd watch that, wouldn't you? Char on the M4 says, I watched Celebrity Scissorhands last night on BBC Three and pointed out the great bit, which I'd forgotten about, where Janet, who's the lovely lady who teaches us beauty treatments, said this to Michael Barrymore.
Hi, Barry, I'm Janet.
Hello, Barry, it's Michael.
Oh,
sorry, you can call me what you like. Hello, darling. What's your name? Oh, this is nice.
Yeah, he wasn't happy.
She thought he was called Barrymore.
No, but she was calling him... She was calling him Barry all day. She said to me about 11 in the morning, she's like, Scott, darling, can you get a set-up for when Barry arrives? I didn't have the heart to correct her. Radio 1. Right, it's your call next, 81199, if you want to be on. Let me know what track you want tonight. 81199.
Hi, Barry, I'm Janice.
Here's Tulip at 6:30.